He also was created from his body, male and female.
Shambhu Guru Satarupa.
They came out of, they are born from Brahma. And as per desire of Brahma, they are married. After marriage, they have got two sons, Priyaprata Uttanpa, and three daughters, Akuti, Devoti, Prasati. Now, Kopil, now Kardam Rishi, the great Rishi in Saptayug, golden age, not this age, only you. In Saptayug, there were four, five years. Penance, they could perform immense penance. Tapasya, we say tapasya, penance, tapasya. Purity, saucha, tapasya, saucha, daya, compassion, and truthfulness. Four piety was there in Saptayuga. And they could perform immense, for years together, thousands, thousands of years together, they could perform penance. Because their life was on the marrow of the bone, not on food. Now the life is on food. We cannot do this. But at that time, he performed 10,000 years penance, tremendous penance. By that penance, Supreme Lord was satisfied. And Supreme Lord appeared. Carefully hear about this. Carefully hear. There is one question for that in the answer. Carefully hear about this. He appeared. And by his inspiration, Kardam Rishi looked upwards. He saw just the sun rises in the morning. We see sun appears in the morning in the east. Like that, Supreme Lord has appeared. Supreme Lord has appeared. He is written in Srimad Bhagavat, quintessence of all scriptures. In form, not this mundane physical form, transcendental form. He has got form with four arms. He appeared. Four arms, and by holding conscience, shankha, chakra, this, and mace, and lotus, four. Have you got any person in this world with four hands? Say, and with these, all these conches and this, etc., with the hand, appear. Kaustubha Muni, one precious stone, gem, was in his bosom, Kaustubha Muni. And his decorated with blue sandal paste. And other places were decorated with white sandal paste. And he was wearing yellow cloth in the waist. Yellow cloth. And further, Lokhi Devi, his absolute counterpart, potency, absolute potency of the counterpart potency, Lokhi Devi, is shining in his bosom. In his bosom. And he is sitting on the Garuda. Garuda, you know, prince of all birds. Garuda. servitor of Narayan, Guru, by laying his legs over it, down the neck of the Garuda, there. Everything is narrated there. In this way, Supreme Lord appeared. There are other descriptions also in that. And he saw. And there he was very attracted by seeing the smiling. He is smiling. Have a smiling look. You are seeing with smiling look, with sweet smiling look. By that he was attracted and he paid obeisances, Hindu obeisances, and then offered prayers. It is said in Bhagavad Canto 3, you go, minus 21 chapter, something like that. You go through this. Here, if I say this now in West countries, they will say, myth, this is false, this is imaginary, this is mythological, it is like this. They say like that. Because it is not mythological. We do not know many things.